The poison tree. Or even better, A Poison Tree. By William Blake. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine, and into my garden stole when the night had veiled the pole. In the morning glad I see my foe outstretched beneath the tree. It's a long time since I read a poem here. There's a little story behind this poem. I was fiddling, is probably the best word, fiddling on Facebook. And I just kind of dropped a few comments to people like Marty Constant in Chicago, and Tom Hickey, journalist from Cork, Pat Phelan, a global trotter, also lives in Cork. Then I get down to this person who I... Carol Ní Vahúna. Of course, I don't actually immediately register who she is. And I see, my goodness, on Facebook, a poem. A Poison Tree by William Blake. And I thought, I kind of remember this poem. Very long time since I thought about it. So I open it up. And playing in the background, all the time, is one of the most peculiar and unusual recording artists I know. Here she is. Her name is Joanna Newsom. And, okay, maybe she sounds like somebody else, but to me she's quite distinct. And I thought, A Poison Tree with that music in the background, William Blake. And then I noticed three people had liked this poem, and one of them, a guy called Dave O'Neill. Sure, I haven't had contact with Dave O'Neill for quite a long time. I'm not used to really using Facebook, to be truthful. And even since I've had this started this recording, I see that this man, Tony Omani, has popped up. And he says, isn't it Carole? Pardoning my fractured Irish. Carole, well, what does Carole mean? Carol is my niece. Carole is not her name, surely. Don't know. But anyway, the main point is that I'm just delighted to read A Poison Tree by William Blake, to share it with you. And the person for whom I've read most poetry via Audioboo, sort of as a gift, is a man called A.J. Lehan, who lives on a journey, travelling around the world in, I think it's last count, 1,880 days. I mean, he's just too revolutionary for description, so I won't bother trying to describe him. When he hears this audio, he'll smile and laugh, and, you know, but I just think he's a bit of a bloody misfit. Doesn't quite fit in anywhere. He's in a category of one, and he's out there doing things to other people is probably the best way I can put it. So I'm going to let Joanna Newsom play you out. Thanks, Carol. You're a brick.
Like a
By the way, she's a harpist, just in case you're... She's not just a voice, she's a harpist. Plays with big bands. Thanks for listening. Have a good Sunday evening. Bye-bye.